You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Net proceeds from this show, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the LiveActiveNow.org fund. And we're back on a Saturday morning at Sports Medicine Weekly. Our website is sportsmedicineweekly.com. And boy, the private industry of performance training, largely non-existent in the mid-90s. But now all of a sudden, we've got a place like Athletes Performance Training, Nutrition, Physical Therapy programs under one roof by teams of specialists. And we've got a great place here in Chicago, part of Athletes Performance, called Core Performance. And with us is John Golden. And Dr. Cole, you know John pretty well. And they do an outstanding job. We're going to talk a little bit about the weekend warrior out there and how to start a workout program.
John, thank you for coming back on the show. We had we really enjoyed having you last time. You're always a great motivation to our listeners, a great motivation to me. And I thought it would be interesting to help people understand what it takes to initiate or start a workout program. You know, and I know that that's probably the hardest part. You know, January 1 rolls around, everyone's very, very motivated. And despite all that motivation, people often don't know where to begin. So that'd be a great focus for this segment.
Yeah, you know, it's a pleasure again, Brian, to talk with you and Steve. Enjoy the program. You know, I think when people start a program, the first thing we always try to tell them to do is slow down. People like to jump into a program. And if you jump in, you're more than likely to either get hurt or choose a program that's wrong for you or one that isn't sustainable. And if you truly want to get the outcomes you seek, you need to pick a program that, you know, you can sustain. So second thing we talk to people about is setting realistic goals, you know, goals that truly inspire them. You'd say like an intrinsic motivator, something that can keep you going. You know, like trying to lose weight is a tough goal for folks that we find. But choosing to do something like, Brian, when you and I chose to do climbing of a mountain, we're getting exercise plus we're enjoying the experience. So if you can make the workout something that truly motivates you, it's not just a means to an end. You're more likely to keep going.
Before you go on to the next one, what's a good goal then? You know, that was a fairly lofty goal, and thankfully we succeeded, but the average individual is not going to say, well, I'm going to go climb a mountain or I'm not going to do an Ironman. When you think about these goals, what's out there? Is it a half marathon? Is it a 5K? What are some of the things that you've seen out there that are available to people that they can say, you know what, I'm going to look at that date, I'm going to try to get prepared for that, and this is what I'm going to do to get there.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks inspire to be a half marathon, but Brian, I think most common one is people like to get home from work and have more energy. Quite honestly, that seems to be the most motivating for folks is the fact that they can have more energy. Then they'll say, maybe I'm just going to go home and play with my kids with that more energy. Maybe I'll seek that hobby. And eventually they start, like, it could be running. It could be some sort of triathlon. There's a lot of events out there people like to aspire to. But first of all, it's about creating energy for folks.
Yeah. So you raise a point that's really the most pragmatic or practical aspect of it is that, look, those of us who are not conditioning and doing some type of activity daily, the runoff is it affects you when you get home. I mean, Steve, don't you sort of feel the same way when you're not, we don't have the opportunity to work out and so forth on
Absolutely.
A regular basis?
You know, I try to work out about 1 o'clock every afternoon for at least an hour. And you know what? The difference driving home is I have a long drive home. And when I drive home and I don't work out, I feel myself tired. And you know, you almost get a little achy or whatever. When I have worked out, there's energy in my body.
And think about not doing that for years,
oh,
and then the individual
goodness.
Who's now transitioning back. So, John, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to sort of bring that point home. So what are some of the other issues you think about?
Yeah, when you're trying to think about a program, you obviously seek advice from an expert or do some research. A lot of times people jump into a program that maybe a coworker was doing and it worked for them and they want to try it. And typically the coworker is probably usually in the early stages of the program and feeling some success, but so they jump into it. And the problem that keeps most people from really achieving goals is they pick the wrong program, and then also they start building this history of having a lack of success, and so they have to overcome that. So picking the right program from the beginning and not having that failure, you're going to be much better for the long haul.
We're visiting with John Golden from Core Performance, part of Athletes Performance. And John, how about people who say, I just can't find time to get a workout in? You know, I'm up at 5:30 and I go to work early and I get home and, you know, I've got to eat dinner, I've got the kids and everything, and maybe I'll get a little exercise on the weekends. I mean, how can they find time, and what's the smallest, lowest amount of time that someone could get a decent workout in?
Yeah, I think, Steve, you bring up a great question. You know, first of all, what's a workout? Is it going to the gym? Is it spending 1 hour? Is it breaking a sweat? And so I would suggest that people, particularly that are starting out, to open their mind up to what a workout is. You know, exercise is addictive, but it's a hard addiction to start. So start small. And sure, 1 hour of workout would be awesome. But if you could incorporate 30 seconds, 15 minutes a day, that's a great start. We call them no-sweat workouts. It's just get up and move. If I have a busy day, a travel day, where I don't have a chance to go to the gym, the fact that I could take 4 or 5 times during the day, 5 to 10 minutes to do some movement, that's going to be great for me. I'm going to at least not atrophy. In some ways, I can still move forward and have the energy that I'm looking for.
One thing I agree, hard addiction to start, but you know what? Hard addiction to stop. As soon as I started working out again, John, I can't stop. And I feel really guilty if I don't go at least 3-4 times a week. And you know, it just makes me, even if I'm sick a little bit or I don't feel great that day or something is going on, you know, it's hard to stop after you start, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great habit to get yourself into. And the thing is, we have so many mental hurdles to get us into that space. That's why we encourage people to start small and simple. And the other thing is, you know, we have a lot of excuses. I don't have equipment. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. So, you know, the thing we have to realize is most people can't even lift their own body weight. And, you know, if you try to do pull-ups, how many pull-ups could you do? So, you know, you don't need equipment. You don't need to go to a gym. You can start right at your house. And, you know, simply, you know, being able to how to get out of a chair. Don't use the armrest when you get out of a chair. Stand up and don't use your arms so you get a nice squat in. When I can't work out, I mean, I know this is a radio, so it's probably good not to have this visual image, but, you know, I stand on one foot and brush my teeth. That's a great little exercise for balance and strength. I squat while I shower and shampoo my hair.
You know, it's funny. Last time you were on, you told me, because I usually sit when I do curls for biceps, and you said, okay, Steve, stands. I'm standing now, but I still can't stand on one foot, even trying to do 20-pound parvels. It's hard. It really is, and I'm doing more abs than ever. So that's a real challenge, but a challenge that I want to keep going after.
And you'll double your calorie burn while you do that too, Steve.
John, so from an organizational point of view, what are the options for people who don't have the expertise? Where do they go, and what are the sort of the practical things they can do to get there?
Well, I think, first of all, you need to select a workout program that matches the results that you're looking for. And if you're paying for it, certainly expect that the provider can give you proven results with people in your similar situation. You want to make sure the solution or routine that you select engages you, you know, so at least once you get there, it's engaging. So if you don't like dark places, then don't go into a gym that's in the basement. If you like being outside, choose activities that you know, you can do outside, bike riding, running. If you don't like to do things by yourself, then, you know, make sure you do something that's a group led. So choose something that's fits your routine, that's engaging, and make sure you can afford it. Working out is a journey. It takes 3 to 4 months to create that addiction. And if you sign up for a personal trainer, but you can only afford that for a couple weeks, that's not long enough to get you addicted and started. So make sure you choose a program that you can afford to get through that first 3-4 months. And then make sure you have time to work out with whatever program you selected. So, you know, we can maybe make time this week and next week, but choose a program that you can fit into your life. So if you're not going to be able to find an hour and a half, make sure if it's 15 minutes, choose a program that allows you to then incorporate, you know, those 15-minute segments a couple times a day. And make sure you have a great support system around you to sustain it, because, you know, every day will get in the way of trying to build that routine.
Visiting with John Golden, president of Core Performance. John, people ask me, hey, what is Core Performance? Are you only dealing with the elite or professional athletes, because that's, I know, what a lot of athletes' performance does, but also you have the aspiring athletes and some of the weekend warriors out there. So tell us more about what you guys do at Core Performance.
Core Performance, as you mentioned, is we came out of the heritage of Athletes Performance, and our goal really is to impact millions of people's lives by addressing mindset, movement, nutrition, and recovery. And we truly are a science-based, you know, getting results. So we publish the results. We today focus our solutions in corporate wellness. So we work with some of the largest employers to help them in their wellness solutions. So we work with Walgreens here in Chicago and have great partnership with them. And you can also go to coreperformance.com, and you can get access to free workouts there and great nutrition information, mindset and recovery information there. And you can sign up for any program that you're looking for, but that information's available free for folks if they'd like to go out to coreperformance.com.
John, great expertise. Thanks so much for the tips for the people looking to start a workout or continue their workout, and it's what this show is all about, so we really appreciate your help.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks.
All right, that's John Golden, president of Core Performance in Chicago. And we're back with more of our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, on ESPN 1000. Stay with us.